Strictly Blues, Kai Turner and the Blues, Vassal playing new material from Marcia Ball. Shine Bright is the new album from Alligator Records, and Marcia coming to town. She's going to be at the Soil Dove Underground on Thursday, June 28th, and then Central City there on, I think, the 29th up at the Stills in the Hills Festival.
And the 30th.
And you're doing 2 days up there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Marcia Ball, thanks for coming on Strictly Blues. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
the Central City one strikes me as an event that's going to have a whole lot of drinking there, which is the perfect crowd for you, isn't it?
That's our bunch, yes. You're right.
Well, that's sort of the old La Zona Rosa days.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we were all, we were younger then and strong. And I always said I never had a drinking problem until I got my own margarita machine.
And then it broke, and that's when you knew you had a problem, right?
Yes. We tried to invent a drink that would be our signature drink, you know, that like the Buena Vista in San Francisco's got the Irish coffee, and the Sazerac bar has the Sazerac and stuff like that. So we were testing all kinds of tequila combinations and trying to invent a drink called the Mexican Hairless, and we couldn't do it.
Maybe they'll put one together for you there in Central City on the 29th
right,
and 30th, right?
Right.
And Soil Dove's a great room too. I think that's going to be a lot of fun to see you there on Thursday. So.
I love that room.
And it is, yeah.
We do well there. We have a lot of fun there and always a good crowd. So I'm hoping everybody will listen to you and me telling them right now, you know, how much fun it is.
Well, congratulations on your new album here from Alligator Records, Shine Bright. You're doing pretty good on that label, yeah.
I've done great with that. Four Grammy nominations.
Yeah.
They're the last standing true independent record label, Americana, the blues I consider to be like the foundation of Americana. Real indigenous label, homegrown, Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Coming out of Austin, Texas and Louisiana, I mean, the blues is just sort of a mishmash down there, right?
It's all kinds of styles, you're right. You know, it took from country and western swing and the Texas Gulf Coast piano players, barrel house piano players, and the Zydeco accordions and the Cajuns and the soul music and New Orleans R&B and all of that.
Tough town to hang in as an artist because you've got to know Bob Wills as well as you know Stevie Ray Vaughan, as well as you know Asleep at the Wheel, right? And
it's a gift. It's a gift we've been given, though, that we've had a chance to actually experience all those people. I mean, I recorded with the original Texas Playboys.
Oh, my goodness.
In the 70s. I have a song on a live record of theirs from about 1977 or 78. Bob Wills had passed away, but it was Leon McAuliffe and Al Strickland on piano and, you know, the original Playboys.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So I had that, and we could go see Professor Longhair at Soap Creek and Freddie King at the Armadillo and Muddy Waters at Antone's.
Yeah, and that was a weekend.
Yeah, that was all at one time.
Well, you're part of that Austin scene almost since they started really talking about it. You were on Austin City Limits, I think, in their inaugural year, right, 1976.
I was, and I don't know if you have heard about this, but they have an Austin City Limits Hall of Fame. And they're going into the fifth year of inducting people into the Hall of Fame, and I'm going to be inducted.
Congratulations. I'm glad you said it instead of me.
that was a real surprise and a thrill for me. And the other inductees in this class, in this year, are Los Lobos and posthumously Ray Charles.
Wow.
So they'll do, you know, the Los Lobos will come and I'm going to actually have Irma Thomas and Tracy Nelson.
Right, so, and you did an album with them called Sing It.
I did. Yeah. I did, called Sing It. So they're going to come as my guests and co-performers.
Are you officially now Austin royalty?
Oh, I am so ordinary, Austin. you can see me at Home Depot and Whole Foods. There's not a lot of mystique about. But then you know what? That's kind of the way Austin's always been.
It's always been kind of egalitarian in that way.
Yeah.
Hasn't it? Yeah.
You can see Ann Richards on the hike and bike trail too. So.
Well, you're definitely one of the great figures that we align with that town, and somebody that I've, of course, been a fan of since I started in radio. You were one of the first people I met when I started doing radio a long time ago, and I remember came down to the club there in Fort Collins. It was called Linden's back then.
Yeah.
You remember that room?
Yeah.
And I came down, I got an ID from you, and had my old-fashioned news deck, and then they tried to throw me out, and they said, all right, that's enough for you, get out. And then you stood up, and you said, wait a minute, Kai's with us. And then we all sat down and had dinner together, and I thought, I think I kind of like this blues radio thing here. I think
he's the media. Yeah, all of a sudden you became the media, in the best possible way.
Well, and it's people like you that have kept me doing this. I mean, there's just a real genuine honesty to the people that are especially good at interpreting this music.
Well, I've been lucky that I have been able to, first of all, I found what I love to do and the kind of music I love to do. I grew up with it. It was there for me to just take in hand. I was mentored and had the chance to play alongside and hear so many great people, Irma being one of them, Doug Somm being one when we were early, in the 70s here and on up. I just was lucky to come up in a time and a place when this kind of music that's going to live for a really, apparently already has and will continue to live for a long time because it pleases people. It makes people happy.
It continues to affect each generation in a new way. You're one of the great mentors of that. What are you telling a lot of the young artists that you run into out there on the road?
Gosh, it's fun to meet the young people starting out, or not just starting out, but, there's a lot of great people playing who are growing their careers, and they don't need much information from me. There's some talented, wonderful writers and singers and players out there. So I just applaud and, tell them I hope they keep going.
Yeah, but
they're very self-motivated out there.
Well, Marcia, you know how to bring it. I've been watching you for 25 years. You know how to lay it down when you're up there.
Well, I learned from some very energetic people. That whole when you're down in Louisiana and you talk to anybody my age who used to go see Clifton Chenier play, and they just always talk about it. Well, he'd play 4 hours and he'd never take a break, we grew up with that bar set, so for us, an hour and a half set that's a piece of cake.
And you make it look so easy. Does playing the piano still challenge you in any way?
There's always a lot to learn, and there's always a lot. There are a lot of great piano players out there, so I'm always trying to do something. I'm always kind of in over my head a little bit. We during Jazz Fest down in New Orleans for many years now. There's been the fundraiser for WWOZ down there, the public radio station.
Yeah, great station.
Yes, and and all the piano players down there played, John Cleary and David Torkanowski and Joe Crown and Tom McDermott, and it's amazing how you can go get kicked around.
I was talking with Reese Winans one time about how he approaches playing the keyboards. He said guitar never really understood guitar, but on a piano you can see all the notes.
It is linear.
Yeah,
it is pretty much that way. Reese is one of my favorite players.
Oh, well, yeah, he's one of the legendary guys. out there, and watching him play is as much fun as watching you play.
Well, you know, it's kind of true for me of him because he has a great smile, and he smiles when he plays, and that's kind of, you know, that's a little fringe benefit.
That's true, yeah.
He and Reese play.
Even if he's mad at you, he'll do that. So you get a little nostalgic here on Shine Bright. You got a great tune on here called They Don't Make Him Like That.
Yeah, you know, I had set out intentionally to not make a nostalgia piece, and then the first song I wrote was They Don't Make Him Like That.
Well, at least he got it out of the way.
Yes.
Right. Did you write all of these songs on this album?
Nine of the songs on the record are either original or co-writes.
Well, you got Ray Charles. You do Ray Charles and Shirley King here. So.
I do a Jesse Winchester, a Ray Charles, and an Ernie Cato cover, out and out covers. And then They Don't Make Them Like That, and I'm Glad I Did What I Did, are with Gary Nicholson, with whom I've written quite a bit. And Gary's he's a great writer, very prolific, writes a lot with and for Delbert and just almost anybody else you can name. And I wrote one with my guitar player, Mike Shermer, Life of the Party. And we wrote two for the Tattooed Lady record together. So he's somebody I've found success with writing. And
Mike is a phenomenal songwriter, I think.
Yeah, and guitar player.
Yeah.
And then Kimmy Rhodes is a songwriter friend of mine here. We wrote the ballad World Full of Love together, and you know, the point of the record, rather than a nostalgia piece, is really supposed to be uplifting and hopeful and encouraging to people who might be in these times discouraged about how they feel the direction we're going is. And the encouragement, especially with Shine Bright and World Full of Love, is to perform aggressive acts of good, to actually do something for the world. Let's try to make it, as Earl King would say, to make the world a better place to live.
That's right, and that's something the blues has a long history of doing and being a part of.
The other co-write, which I added a little bit, but the song was so totally done anyway. Is the When the Mardi Gras Is Over, and that was written primarily by my friend Shelley King and Tim Cook from the Subdues.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Fort Collins, yeah.
I know Tim.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea because there's not too many songs about after Mardi Gras. So people are so busy singing about Mardi Gras, they kind of give up when it's done.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's basically, I'm not leaving until the last float rolls.
Until the man on the horse forces you out, right?
That's exactly right. Fire hoses and police horses.
Well, Marsha Ball, I can't wait to see you. You're going to be here at the Soil Dove Underground Thursday, June 28th here in Denver, and then up to Central City for 2 days at the Stills in the Hills Festival, and that looks to be a lot of fun as well. There'll be a whole lot of drinking up there, and that'll be the perfect scene for Marsha Ball to rile everybody up. And the leg is still kicking there, which is great news here. And the new album is called Shine Bright. Marsha Ball, thanks a lot for coming on to Strictly Blues once again. A real pleasure.
Thank you for having me. Good to hear from you.